All right. Well, there we go, everybody. With that being said, I will go ahead and pleasantly surprise Wayne and announce to everyone that we do have the ability now, not to say that we didn't before, but I will go ahead and from my end mute everyone from your side as we begin this call, and I'll get talking to our guest speaker. And then we will certainly allow everyone to unmute as we have questions in the future.
The conference has been muted.
So there we go. Now you're all just hearing me, and I have to apologize for that. If at any point in time you do want to unmute yourself, you can press *7 to do that, as always. And we will allow everyone to answer their own or ask their own questions when we get to that point as well. But first of all, I know we have several first-timers, so I want to welcome everyone. Thank you all for making it to May's LHON live call. As always, we convene the first Wednesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and we thank you all for joining us. I hope it's certainly worth your while, and if it's not, you should call back next month and the month after that, because we have some other wonderful speakers and hosts who are much better than myself, so hopefully you enjoy them if this month isn't your cup of tea. With that being said, I will go ahead and introduce our other hosts. Maria, are you on the call? You there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Yep,
and Jessica, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Cool, good stuff. Thanks, ladies. And so the three of us met back in June of 2014. And quickly after meeting at an LHON conference in Pittsburgh, we decided, hey, this is an awesome thing to get to know other people with LHON, but how cool would it be if we got to connect with all of these people on a more frequent basis and through means that weren't so digital and so visual with something like Facebook? So we thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool to start a conference call where we could kind of just connect and get to know each other on a monthly basis? One of the most important things about the LHON conference that we conduct every year, aside from all the valuable information that speakers add, is the chance to just be in the same room with people who've been through what you've been through. It's really powerful to just be a part of that culture, kind of meet people and already feel there's a connection there. So that's one of the most important pieces about this call. While occasionally we do talk about technology and things of that nature, we do try to steer clear of some of the topics that we certainly aren't experts on, so those things being your legal issues or anything related to some forms of employment and those medical issues that are constantly changing. But that being said, we encourage all questions, and hopefully we can help a lot of people here and at least introduce you to people close by or across the globe that hopefully form some friendships for you. With that being said, I will go ahead and start introducing our guest speaker for the month. I don't want to give him too much background on him, but I certainly am really excited to talk to him. His name is Brian Boros. I actually met Brian about a month ago when I got a surprise call and actually was asked to be on a podcast that he started for the LHON community. So that's really exciting, and we're excited to tell you all about that. But all around, just an awesome, cool guy. He does a million things with his time, all the time, super, super busy, super energetic guy. And with that being said, Brian, you there?
Yeah, here.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, if you don't mind, give everyone a quick lowdown on who you are and I guess how you are a part of this community.
Yeah, so I'm excited to – I said, well, first off, thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts and be on the call with everybody. It's really cool. I like to identify myself as many things. I'm a social entrepreneur. I'm a philosopher. I'm a musician and a composer, and I do a lot of educating. I'm working – after I get my undergrad, I do a lot of public speaking right now, but I will be teaching in several universities on the side and doing some mentorship for entrepreneurs as well. So, amongst those many things, spending time with family when I can, and hanging out with my friends. I also really like to enjoy myself and have fun as well. So,
you mentioned being an entrepreneur. What kinds of ventures are you in these days, Brian?
I have two startup companies. I actually run my family business too. We have a painting business. It's just a standard painting business, but you know, it's a nice thing to help the family business as well. But I have two startup companies. One is a non-for-profit called Open Eyes America, and that is focused on the K through 12 education system. And I've designed a platform that is, I believe, going to be the most accessible education platform on the market today once we finish it. There's really nothing else like it out there right now. With the many education systems that are in platforms that are being designed, I've still yet to find anything close to what I'm doing. On the flip side, I have a for-profit company called Earth Integrations. And that as well is focusing on education, but the same type of platform that I'm creating for Open Eyes America, I'm creating several different segmentations of this platform for higher education and more, you know, individuals that are, you know, a little older and mature and ready for in-depth studies. And as well, Earth Integrations is focusing on many different things in the media industry. I've designed a podcast platform, and because soon we will be moving the entire radio waves over to digital waves. You know, as much as radio is awesome, radio is going to be turning a lot to the digital age, and there's a lot more freedom there. So I've designed a podcast platform that there is nothing even being done about that today with all the podcasters and how podcasting is becoming, you know, there's about 500,000 podcasters today moving up into the millions now. In the last 2 years alone, there's been 250,000 podcasters that have come into iTunes, the iTunes store and all these things. So I've, you know, as a pioneer in the podcasting industry, I've, taken the liberty to design a podcast platform that is going to integrate a digital audio workspace with a more of a collaborative team platform for podcasters. But there's many other things that Earth Integrations is going to do in the future as well, but those are the strong focuses of media and education.
Oh, awesome. That certainly sounds very, very cool. I guess I understand where you get your education focus being so academically minded in general. And your accessibility focus, I want to jump into that a little bit. I know we have some new people on the call, and it's probably unclear to them how you're even a part of this community and how LHON has touched you or someone you're close to. So if you could give a little background on just how LHON came into your life and especially how now you're using it to get involved in accessibility from a business standpoint.
Sure. LHON, I was 20 when it happened. I'm 32 now. So it's been 12 years that I've carried this disease or been affected. And back then, I was a carpenter by trade and a painter. So I was also doing subcontracting for my dad at the time and working for other contractors as well. But when it hit me, it was you know, amongst everyone, you know, there's all different ages, but at the time, you know, it kind of changed my life in a good way, I think, too, actually. As crazy as many of us might think, you know, and hearing all the other stories, I guess it's helped a lot of us out. But for me, I wouldn't have became a musician. I loved music before I lost my vision, but at 20, by 21, someone gave me a saxophone. And this would not have happened had I lost my vision. And that is why I became, a professional saxophone player and love the jazz musician, music that I play now. So that did a lot in steering me in many ways. I ended up getting into school. I've never read music before, and at the time we didn't even think that I didn't know if I was going to find like all the accessible tools that we have, even magnifying glasses or CCTVs or any of these devices that help us to see. I've never read music before, so my buddy who was going to school for music down at Indiana State, he ended up, he started to train me by ear instead of, because I didn't have a magnification tool yet or I didn't have a CCTV yet. And so I was going to get into the school. I took a couple lessons from the professor there, Paul Bro, and he was very excited. He's never heard anybody who hasn't played saxophone but for 3 months and never had any training play as well as me. He said, it's great that he would say that, but nonetheless, he gave me a Bach Beret at the time, and he told me to play this, and I'm going to have a jury. I'm going to have an audition in 3 weeks. So at the time, I actually reached out to some people, and I never had a CCTV before, and then lo and behold, a friend of a family gave me an old, super old CCTV from the 80s. And so I got the CCTV and I brought it to the practicing room on a daily basis. And literally, I read the notes, but I didn't have enough time to understand how to read the rhythm. And this is kind of a funny story because I played back to a recording and read the notes on the page, and I literally practiced like 8 hours a day for 3 weeks until I memorized the tune, because I can't sight read like all the other individuals going to music school. It's very heavy in sight reading. So yeah. I go to perform this Bach Beret and in front of the jury in the audition, and I did fairly well actually, but on the second movement, I ended up stopping in the same exact spot twice. The first time I remember I was sweating so bad that I couldn't see anything. I literally couldn't see. I got my eyes turned red, and I literally closed my eyes, and I was dripping sweat. I got so nervous because this has never happened to me. I've never played music before, and now I'm auditioning in front of professors, right? So I ended up making it through the first movement. They were like, "Oh, okay, yeah, that's okay." They're like, "Play the second movement," and so I played it and stopped in the middle of the second movement twice. They told me to go ahead and try again, and I did. And I'm like, I apologize. I'm sorry. I can't really do this. Like, this was intense. And they're like, wow. They're like, this is amazing. Like, how did you do this? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I played like garbage. Like, and they're like, well, we got to be honest with you. You didn't play one beat correctly, but you memorized this entire piece in 3 weeks. Like, we've never seen or heard anybody do this. Memorized an entire Bach Beret in 3 weeks. And I'm like, whoa. At the time, I still couldn't believe, like, I was dripping sweat and nervous as possibly can be. And so the jury let me into the school. A year later, all of my professors told me to drop out of school, that school was not meant for me. And they told me to find a professional instructor because I'm supposed to be a performer. So I ended up dropping out. That's what I did. I followed suit. I dropped out of college and I ended up finding one of the best saxophone players in Chicago to train under. And my buddy shortly after graduated and we formed a band and we ended up touring for many of years. And so I did that for many years until I kind of had this, about 4 years ago, I had this kind of epiphany that I knew that music wasn't the only thing I was meant to be on this earth for. I have a lot of other things that I wanted to do before I went blind. And I still intend on achieving those things. So I decided to figure that out, and I ended up playing the band. And I ended up, in all honesty, I started studying yoga and meditation for very serious. I meditated with one of my best friends. We started talking in philosophy every day. And I meditated for 3 months on a daily basis for probably 4 to 8 hours a day. And I ended up realizing what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, amongst many other things, is music will always be here. I'm going to put out an album next year, actually. But now I've realized through the education system, what I've always wanted to do is of realigning our society with education and whatnot as well. But that helped me to figure out who I was as an entrepreneur and how I wanted to help society through the products and services that I could figure out. So
that's absolutely amazing, Brian. Very, very cool stuff. You certainly sound like a busy guy with varied interests, from your music to a couple companies to your paint business to school still going on, all of those crazy things. And I mean, frankly, I'm sure other people are wondering, I have to ask, how do you juggle all of those things? What do you do to kind of manage your time, whether it be tips and tricks that you do now that you've lost your vision, or just in general, how you manage all of those amazing things that a normal person or any person would have trouble managing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get asked that every single day. Pretty much all my mentors ask me how I manage to do that too. I have no right answer to answer that in specific, except for the fact that it's really hard work. You have to be dedicated to what you're doing. And for me, especially the last 4 years, I've honestly been putting in like 16 hours a day for 7 days a week. Some days I might sleep for 12 hours, but as soon as I wake up, I'll go jogging and I'll be right back at work. And on Saturdays and Sundays, and I might actually add, a lot of people in our society, I don't know, you know, how Europe sees things in China and all these things as well, but we have this way of looking at work as a 9-to-5 job. And for me, I look at life as life, as pursuing something that's going to do good for the world. And that doesn't come by just thinking we're just going to go to work and come home and be done with work. So for me, I wake up and I work. And then when I get home, I eat and I take a break, but I'm still working. And so I really just work all day, every day. It's fun for me. I think that this is a part of my life, is what I'm supposed to do as bringing value to society. But so, you know, I kind of gave up the idea of having a 9-to-5 job and kind of brought the new idea in that this is my life and this is my pursuit to bring not only value to the world, but this is my form of happiness. On another note, part of what I'm doing is very exciting. So every day is a little different. So being a musician, I get to go out and have fun while working. And a lot of my friends are there with me, supporting me. So I get to do a lot of stuff, meeting new musicians, playing with new musicians, having some drinks and dancing and all that good stuff. But as well, as being an entrepreneur, it's very similar. I'm meeting new engineers and meeting people that may or may not be co-founders, but we might mentor each other in ways. And these are new relationships that I'm building. And similarly with the LHON report, I wouldn't have met you and Maria and Lissa hooked us up with, you know, and this has been great. So it's one of those things that if I didn't start that podcast, I may not have met you, Andy, right? I may have met you
exactly
a long, long time from now. But starting these new things have allowed me to meet a bunch of new people, and that's fun to me. So, you know, that's how I spend my time is doing things that are just – constantly evolving, right? So it's not necessarily that I have 16 hours in a day. How do I manage it? It's that you're just continuously doing things and allowing yourself to just get things done. You just get it done instead of being like, well, I have to get this done now. If it doesn't get done today, well, no, you just get it done. However it gets done, you just get it done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you mentioned a minute ago all of your mentors. I have to imagine that, I mean, they're inspirational in terms of giving you motivation and even guiding and steering your path academically and professionally and all of those things as well, just having mentors surrounding you at all times.
Yeah. If I touch on that, I have some of the biggest mentors that anybody can ever ask for. For one, Mark Lane, who, if any of you looked him up, he's pretty much the biggest lawyer in downtown Chicago that you could get. He's passed legislation in 17 states. He's not only an entrepreneur, but he is a lawyer and teaches at Northwestern University. The guy's credential, he wrote 35 books. The guy just wrote another book, too. And so watching not only and when I met the guy, he was very humbling, and he taught me several lessons without even him being a mentor yet. He taught me lessons by me just watching the way he worked. I'll send him an email, and the guy has to be. He's one of the biggest lawyers in Chicago, right? He literally has to be much busier than I am. I mean, I don't care how busy any of us are. He's one of the biggest lawyers in Chicago. I mean, he's got to be insanely busy, right? Well,
yeah.
He literally got back to me, and I had a dialogue with the guy over email. And when I watch him speak and the way I watch him talk with people at conferences that I've met him at, it was insane to watch the way he fluidly moved from conversation to conversation. And then simultaneously, on that flip side, the way he works through emails, the way he just gets things done. And when I finally asked him to be a mentor of mine, he told me those things. He said, Brian, the thing about getting things done is you do it. And you don't just waste time talking about it. You just do it. Those things really reflected and kind of resonated with me. I realized I'm a doer too, but a lot of us kind of, you know, end up, you know, talking about things we want to do instead of just doing it.
Exactly. I mean, and I think that something you said, I mean, you said initially when you first met him, he was giving you advice before he was even your mentor. I mean, I don't see why people have to give us permission to be our mentors. I mean, I think a lot of people probably hear your story tonight and may not even speak up, but I mean, there's nothing stopping them from using you as a mentor and taking advice from what you have to say. And I mean, I take that same kind of advice from podcasts I listen to all the time, where I may not be interacting with that person. I may have never met them, but I mean, we should all have mentors and people who we look to for advice. And kind of, I'm not saying we should mimic people, because I actually don't always encourage that. Find your own path and those kinds of things. But at the same time, there's no need to wait for someone's permission.
Sure, I agree. Well put.
Exactly. And you did mention LHON report, and I want to get there, but quickly, I want to talk about your kind of introduction into the podcast world and those kinds of things. How did you migrate into that world? And then I certainly wanted to talk about your recent ventures and how that encouraged me to meet you and those kinds of things too.
Yeah. With that said, finally, after Maria is going to be the co-host from now on the LHON report. And today we just uploaded the seventh episode. And it's really cool because we got the chance to have you on the episode, Andy, right? So, everybody after the show, if you're welcome to download that on iTunes, and it will be on LHONreport.com as well. But, Jessica and Lissa is a guest on the show as well. So we have, we're three guests and Maria as the co-host on this seventh episode. It sounds great. As you were saying, how did I get into podcasts? It was 4 years ago. Similarly, my best friend during that time that I told you I kind of was meditating for those months, right? One of my best friends who we study politics and philosophy together, we both mentor each other. Like you were saying, you don't really need to ask, and it's just more of a conversation thing. But I didn't have an iPhone yet. It was in technology has come so far in the last 4 or 5 years, right? We didn't really have smartphones yet around that time. They were really just starting to get used. So although there was iPhones, I didn't have one yet, and I didn't even get a chance to really – I was like, I kind of like my flip phone. I'm used to it. And I don't really want to get into all these apps yet, you know? So I didn't really want to, I was really hesitant to get a smartphone for a very long time. And, and at some point, my brother-in-law gave me his iPhone. Like, no, Brian, like, you have to have this thing. I'm going to set it up for you and you're going to like it. And I'm like, okay, I'll stop being stubborn and I'll accept that. So I did, and he, literally that same week, my buddy Teddy, who was, he ended up getting an iPhone too. And he's like, called me like the next week, and he's like, Brian, like, dude, you have no idea what I found. You're the one person that's going to love this. He's like, you need to download this app called TuneIn Radio. And I'm like, okay, what is that? He's like, Brian, they have these things, podcasts. They have these podcasts, man. And I'm like, what? What are podcasts, Ted? He's like, they're digital radio, Brian. You're going to love this. And I'm like, all right, man. I'll do it. I'll do it, Ted. And so I did. And that the next 3 days, I started organizing my TuneIn and finding all these podcasts on business and entrepreneurship and economics and politics and all these things. Lo and behold, the next month, I was like, it all started just smacking me in the face. I just seen the platform. I seen where the digital era was going. I seen where all these, it just started literally blowing up in my vision. I just could see it in my head where all of these digital platforms were going. And not even, you know, there's just so much with, you know, text message marketing and just the way we communicate it through all these different ways, right? So it started spawning on me too, alternative education as well. You know, across the world, there's so many people in poverty. You know, most people in the world are living on roughly $2 a day. Little do we think in more of the developed world how that looks around the world, that people are living on like nearly $2 a day. And what we could do to help those people through podcasting and education through podcasts rather than a formal education system is literally can empower those people tenfold. Like it's just you can only imagine what podcast could do just in that regard. On another so the digital realm has just blown things up, and that's kind of how I got into podcasting, thanks to my best friend Ted.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly, as you mentioned, kind of at the beginning, podcasts have certainly become very, very, very mainstream these days. I mean, I lost my vision probably 6 months before Serial came out. So things have changed a lot since I lost my vision from a podcast world even. But is there any people out there who have LHON and aren't spending half of their days listening to podcasts? You're really missing out from my perspective. I could certainly recommend a number of podcasts if anyone does have questions around those types of things. But honestly, you can check out the top charts and they're just a million fun, funny things where you can feel good about learning something at the same time and enjoy it the same way you would have before, which is very, very cool. If you don't mind, Brian, kind of share with everyone what LHON Report is, what's the content, what is the goal of that podcast, since it's probably very relevant to everyone on the call tonight.
Sure. So similarly, I was very inspired by what you, Jessica, and Maria are doing, right? And I wanted to – the day I thought about this 3-4 years ago, I knew I wanted to do a podcast surrounding the LHON community. But due to the many other things that had going on in my life, I just didn't get to starting it. And I kept on procrastinating and pushing this back. And so I finally had the opportunity to do it. And so I ended up, I finally got my stuff together. I finally got the right equipment and I'm able to understand it. And it took, from a technical perspective, a little bit of time to understand the digital workspace and how to do this. And then lo and behold, I ended up getting a producer that actually is helping me out with all this now. So it made it a lot easier. But the LHON Report is similarly what we're doing on the LHON Live. We're going to share, you know, all the amounts of information that we possibly can to update the community. But the cool thing about podcasting is, you know, it's a little bit more cleaned up. It's a little bit more intimate. And you can do different types of things. Like we can, you know, I don't know if all the listeners have listened to podcasts, but like radio, it's a digital radio show, right? So you can put some music clips in there. And you can put several different interviews in one clip, or, you know, we could do different things that we're not capable of doing in something on a live call. So, you know, updating the community about whatever we can. But Maria and I now, you know, it's nice to have a co-host, as you will hear on the seventh episode, that we're able to communicate and talk about the day-to-day. Like, you know, for example, you know, you might hear a story about me, and this is very embarrassing, but, you know, as us with LHON, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm so tired after working out these long hours. A couple weeks ago was the last time I think I did this, that we brought this up on the LHON report or something. It was I went in to get a gallon of milk out of the fridge, right?
Yeah.
And I ended up grabbing the orange juice, and I grabbed the cereal and just threw it in there, and I just poured the orange juice in the cereal thinking it was the milk, and I started eating it, and I'm like, what is going on? What is this?
Delicious.
Yeah, it turned out I by the end of the bowl, I actually liked orange juice with my cereal.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But anyways, it's the many things we go through dealing with LHON, right? And but, you know, we can go maybe into a little bit more depth in specific areas, like the how-tos to format your computer for the accessibility aspect of computer. I'm very good with Zoom Text, and I'm very good with Mac on how I formatted my computer to work very functionally for me. And everybody has a different perspective on how they view the computer and how they use the hotkeys or use the accessibility features, the gestures that a Mac has to be able to make this stuff work properly for them. So in the future, we could get more in depth with these things as well. And we could edit these things so it's really nice and organized in the future as well. So as the LHON report grows, we're going to get better at getting more, you know, in depth in a very specific way and editing things to where it's a really cleaned up show. But at the flip side, Maria and I also have plans to have these organic conversations about what we're doing on a day-to-day basis as well. So it's going to be a fun way to communicate a message about what we go through living the LHON life, I guess.
Awesome. Very, very cool. I certainly encourage everyone to check out those episodes. As Brian said, the first six episodes were uploaded before today, and the seventh should be uploaded today or tonight. And there you can catch my nice Southern accent as well if you enjoy that. but with that being said, I'm sure we have lots of other questions. I want to go ahead and thank Brian for joining us and sharing all of his cool information. I think we should plan to pencil you in again once you drop that album. I'm excited to hear your saxophone playing skills, Brian. I actually played alto for a few years way, way, way back when, but that was another time. Anyway, I will go ahead and open up the call because I'm sure we do have several questions from others about the advice you can give. So I'm probably going to go ahead and open up the call to everyone right now, pending no background noise. If there is tons of background noise, I probably will have to mute everyone again and allow everyone to unmute yourself as you need to. But I'll go ahead and do that now.
The conference has been unmuted.
Hi, everyone. So who has some questions for Brian or any of the hosts?
Brian, I admire you with everything you've done. My name is Judy. I live in Deerfield Beach, Florida. I've been at LHON for almost 11 years. And I admire the heck out of you, what you're doing with your music. That's so admirable, like Andrea Bocelli here in Miami. I admire you for your, oh my goodness, I have a bad cold. awesome.
Thank you.
Keep doing it. Don't ever give up.
What was that?
Andrea Bocelli is also blind. He's a musician in Miami.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell him he needs to stay in touch with him. He's also blind at the age of 12, and he's a really, really big, huge musician. And he's in Miami.
I love to play with everybody. It's a great
Andrea Bocelli. He's awesome. He's an Italian musician.
That's
been blind
awesome.
Since he was 12, and he's a musician, and I wanted to go see him one night for his musician. It was $402. So my other half bought me the CD because I couldn't afford $402 to go hear him sing, and he was blind. And this
sounds
episode,
like a good compromise.
I was like, Andrea Bocelli! Check
no,
it out.
I will. Thank you.
It's humorous. It was wonderful.
I can't meet him one day.
Andrea Bocelli. You can find him. It's real easy. Go to Amazon.com.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely check him out. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Maybe you'll put me on your email or something, too.
Yes, definitely. Of course.
I have LHON, but my business is worse than some of the other people that I deal with.
Okay.
Well, it's been nice talking to everyone. Is Wayne Daniels still there? Or Susie?
I'm here.
Okay. Hi. I told you. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you very much. Is anyone else going to talk or say something? Or?
Yeah. Do you guys, anybody else want to ask some questions or steer the conversation? I'd be happy to discuss it with them.
Hey, this is Tracy from Southern California. I just want to put a plug in for the podcast. It is so easy with your iTunes account to not only pull up the podcast, but you can subscribe to it. You don't have to worry about missing an announcement that one's ready. It'll drop in there right away. I'm looking right now, you know, and just off what you said a few minutes ago, I see the podcast that was downloaded today. And when you're out and about, I listen to podcasts when I go out and run every day. And I'm seeing that this is 59 minutes ready to go. I'll listen to this podcast tomorrow, but it's really easy to do.
Sure. Thank you, Tracy. That's awesome. Yeah, have fun with that. It's going to be a good one for your run.
That's awesome. But may I ask you, how do you run when you can't see good?
You know, I run very quickly. I run the same route every day. And
you know the steps? You memorize them?
Well, you know, I'm old and stubborn, and I somehow managed to make it home.
What?
Well, we kind of beat in a little bit late. This is Carmen and Dwayne from Wichita, Kansas, and I guess I just didn't really understand what is all the podcast about, or what is the talk about.
Sure. The Dwayne report in specific is that Maria and I are co-hosting now, and we're doing something a little bit different than this LHON live call. It's everything that we're going through with the LHON community. So, if you have an opportunity to, do you have iTunes at all?
Yes, we do have.
Excellent. So if you go into iTunes and download it, the first six episodes are individual interviews, and then the seventh episode is the first episode that Maria is the co-host on. And we go through a lot of different stuff about what we're doing with the conference.
Brian?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you right there. I think we are getting a lot of background noise. I'm going to go back and mute everyone again and let everyone know that at any point in time, once I mute the call, anyone can individually unmute yourself by just pressing *7. That would be the bottom left button on your phone, followed by the button just above that one. So just to avoid as much background noise as we can on the recording, I am going to go ahead and mute us again. And Brian, if you could go ahead and unmute yourself, too.
The conference has been muted.
Yeah, so Cameron, definitely. Am I unmuted?
Yes, okay, you are cool. Unmuted, Brian. So if you could just share what you were saying about the podcast and how to reach it. I know you can subscribe via Stitcher or iTunes or even just a podcast app on your iPhone. So if you could kind of tell everyone a little bit more about that.
We were just, you know, the LHON report is similar to what they're doing, Jessica and Andy and Maria are doing on the LHON Live, but we're able to take a little different, a unique touch to having an edited version and a more intimate version of what we're doing here on the live call. And instead of, you know, because this recording, it is being recorded as well, but I don't think, Andy, you guys can't put this stuff in the iTunes store or anything, could you?
It's not in the iTunes store. Well, we post it online, though.
Right. So, I mean, you're able to get this on a lot more devices with the podcast, and you're able to do a lot more things with podcasts than you are with live calls. So it's you know, we're sharing a lot of similar information, but there's a lot of twists to what we're able to do with it as well, providing some music and providing some, you know, several interviews on one show if we want, or, you know, we're able to take the conversation in different directions. So give it a listen to it. It's great content.
Exactly. Awesome. Thanks, Brian. And for anyone else who has questions, please press *7, and we would love to field your questions. I don't want to discourage that at all, but I do want to keep as clean a call as we can for our recording.
Hey, Andy, it's Maria. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because I wasn't sure. So I'll pipe in here. So I'm the Maria that Brian keeps talking about. I just want to pipe in that, you know, we've been doing a lot of planning with this podcast since I joined in, and trying to come up with, you know, two podcasts a month, you know, for right now, one being a little bit longer that will include interviews from, you know, inserted from other folks amongst Brian and I bantering back and forth, you know, between topics. And then another podcast, which may be a little shorter once a month, that's going to be, well, as we kind of call it, Maria and Brian Unplugged, if you will. And it's going to be that organic conversation that we just get on, and maybe something's kind of occurred that we know folks in the LHON community, no matter if you're affected or carrier, may relate to in maybe a funny, interesting kind of way. So we've already recorded a few of those, some real late-night podcasting where things get a little crazy. But there are things that are we hope that you guys will enjoy and keep coming back for more. So, you know, that's my, you know, two bits on it. I'm having a great time doing it. We have put in a lot of time. For the seventh episode, a lot of time. Trivia question, how many hours does it take for two blind people to record a podcast? Yeah, that answer will come up another time. But it's been great fun. And I have not even listened to the seventh episode. So now I'm dying. Now I'm dying because I have not heard it yet. Brian, it better be good.
I honestly didn't get it. I listened to we did finish it today and uploaded it. I got a chance to listen to most of it, and it actually really sounds great. So you're going to be happy.
Cool. Awesome.
I don't usually I am really big into podcasting, and I don't usually promote my other podcast. But, you know, if you guys do get an opportunity after listening to the LHON report and you're interested in other things that I'm doing as an entrepreneur, I just launched this week my favorite podcast that I'm launching six other podcasts in the next few months here. And this one is called Earth Entrepreneurship. So in the iTunes store as well, if you look up Earth Entrepreneurship, all of you, it's my take on social entrepreneurship and social perspectives on business. It's a very holistic view. And if any of you are really interested in how business in society and politics interact, I talk about a lot of those subjects on there. And in the future, I'm going to be diving really in depth on how to really start a business and you know, how accounting and how this, you know, just the fundamentals to starting a business, a very holistic view of business. And that's Earth Entrepreneurship. So after listening to the seventh episode of LHON, it would be really cool if you gave the Earth Entrepreneurship a try as well. But I would love to discuss if anybody else has any questions as well. Please don't be shy to press star 7 as well and listen to the post. Anybody?
Yeah, I want to make sure to give people a chance. In just a moment, we will go ahead and stop recording this call. I may go ahead and take the opportunity to do that now and open up the call. I know sometimes you have some first-timers who would rather not have their questions recorded, and we certainly want to welcome that as well. But before I turn the recording off, I do want to go ahead and include on the recording a plug for LHON Conference in Seattle next month. So that will be Friday, June 17th. And it will actually start the evening before. We normally have a get-together, kind of a meet-and-greet, get to know your fellow LHON community, and enjoy all of their company. So we'll be doing that the night before June 16th at the hotel in Seattle. You can get tons more information about the conference at LHON.org. And so I encourage you all to go there to get all the information you need. Lisa Poinsano on the Facebook group is also a great resource as well. The last thing I want to add before I stop the recording, in case people listen to this online, is that our next LHON live call will be the first Wednesday in June 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. So with that being said, thank you all. And now I will turn the recording off for us.